Hey friends, welcome to my little mini-series where I teach on how to practically live in and live out a relationship with God. You've got a relationship with God, but what about the practices of a relationship with God? How to really make it work for you? I'm trying to be disclosed, talking about my own relationship with God, and this is the last video today, and I'm going to talk about something I really love, something that's really clear to me. Yesterday I talked about spiritual disciplines, but today I'm going to talk about how to live an overflowing life all the way throughout the day and even in the night seasons. So I believe this will bless you. A couple of housekeeping things as usual. If you haven't yet done that, why not subscribe to our YouTube channel? We have over 1 million subscribers now. Please consider signing up for my email newsletter. I know that really will bless you. I try and do that most days now where I share videos, news, travel, books I'm reading, different things like that. It's a great way of starting your day. And lastly, I want to say big thanks to the partners of my ministry, those who helped me. You're probably watching this because I have a partner who helped put this video in front of you and you liked it and kept watching it. And I want to take these videos and put them in front of particularly young men in the Middle East right now. So help me if you will. Sign up as a partner of this ministry. We have people who give a dollar a month, people who give thousands. And every little bit helps us move the gospel forward. The gospel is collect on delivery to every generation. It's free at the point of delivery, but we're all called to send it on. Boom. So we've been talking about the different aspects of our relationship with the Lord all week long. I'm going to keep this video shorter. But I spoke yesterday about daily disciplines, about what in the 80s people used to call having a quiet time, like having a dedicated time in your day, in your life, where you meet with Jesus, you spend time in the Word, you read, you study those things. I think that's great and wonderful and applicable. And I would encourage everybody to do that. And yet, here's where I want to go today. To do what I'm going to suggest today doesn't work until you do three of the other steps I've covered in the videos on day 2, 3, and 4. This isn't going to work for you if you haven't got the other three foundations in place. So real quick, firstly, you've got to have that foundation I talk about on day 2, realizing you're in Christ, your relationship with God doesn't go up or down, it's actually constant, it's like citizenship. You're a citizen of heaven, you're accepted in the Beloved, you're in Christ Jesus. God isn't happy with you, unhappy with you, whatever, you're in Christ Jesus. Step number one. Step number two, you, here living on the earth, need to repent and get sin out of your life and live free from the consciousness of sin. You're going to live free from sin and live free from the consciousness of sin. And then step number three, I think it is important for our Christian life. You can't live simply off what I'm sharing today. You do need those times in the Word, those times in prayer, those, I don't want to say like boring times, but those sort of ongoing times of discipline and giving God an exclusive piece of your focus. But if you'll do step one, step two, step three, you can then engage in what I'm teaching today. And what I'm actually suggesting you today is God's will, God's dream for your life is that you actually spend all day long walking, talking, fellowshipping, rejoicing, overflowing with Him. I know I am at my best where, yes, I spend an hour in the morning with the Lord, in the Word, in prayer, whatever, but I'm actually really the best part of my life with the Lord is all day long, wherever I'm going, I'm sort of praising and praying in tongues, not because I have to with my watch on, like, oh, it's part of some discipline, but because I enjoy doing it, where I'm chatting with the Lord, I'm having a conversational, ongoing relationship with Him. I love to get together with the people of God in praise and great music and a nice atmosphere and a good song, whatever. But be walking and talking and praising with Him all the day long. I think that's where the Father wants us to be. Where we actually walk with Him in and through each and every day of our life. Where we're living an overflowing life in Christ Jesus. And where in effect it thoroughly blesses and satisfies us in every part of our being. Where I think in a sense God's put a river on the inside of us. Jesus said that to the lady in John 4. He said, if you'll drink of the cup, it'll become a river flowing out of you. When we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's like we drink of the cup, but He then becomes an overflowing river that should be spouting, and we should be like a fountain wherever we go. There's water flowing out of us. I think all of you intrinsically will catch what I've just said. I think all of us have had those moments where we've lived in that place where, hallelujah, it's an effort to stop where we're constantly overflowing in the praises of God. And of course, the wonderful truth is the more we pour out, the more Holy Spirit pours in. The only real way to stay refreshed and refreshed in the Christian life is to constantly be pouring out, to be speaking the word, praying in tongues, worshiping the Lord, whatever things are good, pure, lovely, thinking on these things. That's where you're called to live. Do the other three foundational things and then you can live in that place. Now let me give you two or three keys to living in this place. Firstly, have a vision of you living in that way. It's actually really easy and it's really fun. Again, I'm recording this at kind of lunchtime, about 1:30 on a Thursday afternoon here in March in a sunny France. It's probably snow on the ground right now in New England, and it feels really great here in France right now. But my encouragement to you would be the following. Have a vision of today, not tomorrow, of you doing the things you need to do. Having a shower, tidying your home, driving your car, feeding your kids, sitting with your family, whatever, but internally or possibly out loud, worshiping the Lord. Have a vision of that. Okay, number two, learn how to prime the pump. When, I said it a few moments ago, when we're in that ongoing overflowing place, it's easy to stay there. What's usually hard is for us to step from inaction to an action. You know, it actually takes more gas for you to get your car from 0 to 10 miles an hour than it does to keep your car going at, you know, 18 miles an hour. Today, I remember being at a roundabout, a rotary American school here in France, and I changed gears 3 times. I was at a stop. I'm in first gear, I've got the car moving, I went to second. By the time, I literally, this morning, remember thinking this, by the time I'm exiting the rotary, I'm in third gear. And my point is I need those gears to get me from stop to certain motion, then take me on further, then take me on further. What most of us haven't learned consciously to do as an act of our will is to get us going from 0 to 10 miles an hour. And I think we've got to practice that. Most of the time we get ourselves in the situation where we're like, you know, we're reacting and responding to the world around us. We're feeling grumpy, we're not feeling Godward, we're not feeling, I don't feel like praising right now, so we don't do that. And what we've got to do is learn as a pure action of our will. It's what David did in Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be in my mouth. I won't react to my circumstances. I'll react to the Lord. What we can choose to do is choose to start praising God. And I think here's the key. If you'll begin doing that for about 30 seconds, begin in faith, begin as an action, begin. Let's just say you're alone in a room and you raise your hand and you start praising God. Don't look for the feelings, just do the action. And I think if you, I call it priming the pump, begin to do the action, the feelings, the flow will follow behind. But don't look for the flow, look for the action. And my encouragement to you is learn how to prime the pump. Learn how to start that process. Learn how to begin doing that. And quickly, you'll end up in that place where it flows, it's great, it's not a hardship, you enjoy doing it, and hallelujah, life is great. So learn to do that. Next key I would give you is this. Sometimes I will, you know, have markers in my life. Like I really enjoy having an Apple Watch. Now I've got a Rolex watch, got a bunch of different watches, but I love having an Apple Watch where you probably won't be able to see this, but I can set a timer. Like literally from the front screen of my watch, I could press 15 minutes, and you're probably not going to be able to see this clearly right now, but after 15 minutes, my watch, it's not even going to buzz. It's not going to make an audible noise, but it's going to vibrate, and I, and only I, will know 15 minutes has passed. And sometimes I will literally set myself up 15 minutes. When I feel it buzzing, I know which button to press, which reboots the next 15-minute thing. And that's my little timer and ticker to say, every 15 minutes, I want to take a moment and worship the Lord and start praising. I want to acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. So This is the thing, what a lot of us do is we allow habits, the wrong habits, the busy habits, we allow busyness to encroach on our life, and suddenly 7 hours have gone and you haven't thought once about the Lord. Doesn't mean you're evil, but you're not enjoying Him because you're not acknowledging Him in all your ways. So my point is, if every 10 or 15 minutes you would take a moment and go like, Lord, I love you, Shambrakumbra, you're glorious, I check in with heaven, I touch base with the Lord, I tell Him I love Him, I'm glad I'm His child, that I'm going to walk with Him, then that, I begin walking again, it's like I reboot that overflow thing, and I begin walking with Him. I act, trigger, bing, 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 action, Lord, I praise you and I love you, and then reward, and I begin creating these little mini quiet times every 15 minutes. My encouragement with you is experiment, build a life, try. I'm not telling you thou shalt do this. I'm not telling you God doesn't love you if you don't do this. I'm telling you, you will enjoy more of His love if you do this. Selah. Hope that will bless and help you guys. Go back over all of these videos. I have some notes to all of this teaching on my blog, on my website, and you can examine that with some questions for reflection. I'm going to do a Q&A on this in a few days' time, so if you have some questions, let me know. I'd love to jump in and answer your questions about how to build and the practices of a Christian life. Appreciate you watching. Again, hit the subscribe thing, sign up for email newsletter, and please do consider becoming a partner to this ministry. God bless you.